For Meshech Chochma tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm not sure how many times we'll get a chance to meet before Pesach. So I prepared a series. It's a combination of three different Meshech Chochmas for Chag HaPesach in three different Chumashim, in Shmos, in Vayikra, and in Dvarim. Will we be able to do all three tonight? Great. And then we'll have a different topic for 2 weeks from tonight. But just in case we don't finish all three, then Bli Neder, I'd like to finish this up in 2 weeks' time. So this is in honor of Chag HaPesach, and we're going to start with Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis in Sefer Shmos, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Now, this Pasuk is going to introduce one aspect of Chag HaPesach, and what I want you to keep in mind as we go through this is that the Meshech Chochma is very sensitive to a Pasuk which appears later on in the Chumash regarding the mitzvah of the Omer. Now we know that the mitzvah of the Omer, according to us, meaning the Prushim, as opposed to the Tzedukim, is on the second day of Pesach. Which means that when the Torah says, Mimachas HaShabbos, which is a pasuk in Parshas Emor, we interpret it to mean, Mimachas HaPesach. The Tzedukim were up in arms, they were only interested in Torah Shabbosav, and therefore they interpreted Mimachas HaPesach, Mimachas HaShabbos, as Mimachas Shabbos Shel Breishis, which means that the first Sunday after the Ktzira, that's when we would commemorate the Omer, that we bring the Omer. Chazal, though, the Prushim said that no, Mimachas HaShabbos, Shabbos means Pesach. And Rav Meir Simcha is very sensitive to this, and as a result, his agenda in three different places in his Pirush Al Torah is to link up and find parallels or connections between Pesach and Shabbos. So what we have is the following. We have Shabbos on top, and then we have three Moedim. We have Pesach on one side, and we have Shavuos and Sukkos on the other side. And Shavuos and Sukkos will represent those Moedim that are not similar to Shabbos, whereas Pesach is going to be a reflection of that Moed that is a connection, a subcategory, and very strongly aligned with Shabbos. That's going to be his brilliant Chab.
Pesach has that characteristic as opposed, in contrast to the other two.
Correct. He's looking for a common denominator
why did the Torah call it Shabbos?
Correct. Right. So that, again, we're not going to answer all the questions in one night, but just to get the general push, that there's a natural affinity between Pesach and Shabbos. And if the Torah wanted to choose one specific Moed for the Karbon HaOmer, it's going to be Pesach. And why? Because of that element that's unique to Pesach in the constellation of Moedim, which is similar to Shabbos. So by the Torah calling Pesach Shabbos, it's indicating, revealing to us what's unique about Pesach amongst the Moedim. Mm-hmm. What dimension of Pesach singles out Pesach amongst the Moedim and justifies the mitzvah of Omer on Pesach? And the answer is going to be the Shabbos element or the Shabbos variable in Pesach. And in three different places, he's going to find three different similarities between Pesach and Shabbos, meaning to isolate and contrast Pesach, one dimension of Pesach, as opposed to the other Moedim, and that dimension of Pesach makes Pesach similar to Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And he's going to find three different dimensions of Pesach, which make Pesach unique in the constellation and conscious to the other Moedim, And each one of those dimensions for a Meir Simcha is going to be Shabbistic, if you follow me. It's going to be something that links up Pesach with Shabbos. That's a tremendous undertaking. Just the very fact that he wants to do this for us is quite impressive, quite amazing on its own. You know, I would have taken Mimachar HaPesach, Mimachar HaShabbos, and said, well, you know, Pesach is also Asur B'Melacha, it's like Shabbos. You know, I would have come up with who knows what answer, but that's not going to satisfy him. Now, I'm trying to, in my own mind, trying to figure out whether we should go through line by line or we should give a conceptual introduction. Let's do it this way. If it's okay with you, we'll sort of read the text quickly, superficially, like a Daf Yomi Shia kind of thing, really at the speed of light, in order to come back and isolate that dimension of Pesach, which makes Pesach unique as a Moed, and links it up with Shabbos. And then we can take it from the top and go through it piecemeal, if that's okay with you. Shemar Chodesh Av. The Rabbi Simcha opens, as we read this quickly, with four different psukim. Later on, he's going to add a few more. All over Tanakh, all over the Chumash. And there's one word that's common to all these four psukim, all of which address Pesach. And that is the word Shmirah. Shmirah is the key word to describe Pesach. Hine. Al mitzvah pratius zu, in other words, amongst many different mitzvahs, and certainly many different moadim, this one, Pesach, is singled out with the concept of Shmirah, befrat, in a very profound way. Harbe pa'amin. Says Rav Meir Simcha, that concept of Shmirah, which, as we said, repeats itself time and time and again with regard to Pesach, is a Shabbistic concept. Kemo al ha-Shabbos, she-nemar bo Shmira, Shomer es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Ubekitisa, in Parshas Kitisa, Sholosh Pa'amim, Shmira V'Shabbos. If you take a look at the footnote number one, he says the first pasuk of this series of three in Kitisa is Ach Eshabsosai Tishmoru, the second one is Ushmartem Es HaShabbos, and the third one is V'Shomer B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. So follow what's going on here, just structurally, in terms of the text of the Torah. You know, today we would need a word search to do this, but Rabbi Simcha knew it by heart. Four times, over and over again, the Torah used the word Shmir with regard to Pesach. Three times, over and over again, the Torah used the word Shmir with regard to Shabbos. Is this purely coincidental? Then he quotes other parashas in the Torah. Ube parashas Bahar, Ube Kedoshim, another two parashios, Eshabsosai Tishmoru. Five times, the Torah calls Shabbos Shmira, Shmirat Shabbat. When I was a kid, if you had a bakery, and you want to know if you could buy in the bakery, we are Shomer Shabbos. Where does that come from? Shomer Shabbos. Does it say anywhere that we're Shomer Tzitzis, that we're Shomer Tefillin, that we're Shomer Moedim? Well, yes, one Moed, but not the other two. And one mitzvah, and not the other 612. And that is Shabbos. Shabbos is Shmira, Shmirat HaShabbat, five times over. And Pesach is Shmira, three times over. Says Rav Meir Simcha, Lachein Nikra Pesach, Shabbos. Why is the Torah use the word Shabbos when it really means Pesach? Just to confuse us? Just to get the tztukim on our backs? Kamo dechsiv mimachas haShabbos, pasuk in Parshas Emor, because who, meaning Pesach, kamo Shabbos, it's like Shabbos, v'shmira, period. I would press the return button. That's the end of the paragraph. So all we have now is a linguistic connection between Shabbos and Pesach. Is there a deeper meaning to the fact that The Torah, time and time again, uses Shmir with regard to Pesach. How does that identify Pesach as unique in the Moed, and therefore link it up to Shabbos? Now starts paragraph number 2. The Shamar, whenever the Torah uses the word Shamar, b'chol makom hu lo taseh, we know that the mitzvahs of the Torah, 613, divide into two categories, the positive mitzvahs and the negative mitzvahs, the do's and the do-nots. The word Shamar is indicative of a do-not. How does Rabbi Simcha know this? From a Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, kol makom shenemer hi shomer, or al, or lo, a pen, eino elo lo taseh. So for example, the Gemara in Shavuos says that when it says Motzes Vasecha Tishmar, you should be guarding the oath that comes out of your mouth. The Gemara says Zu lo taseh. You and I would have said Tishmar is an aseh. Guard your tongue. Observe your commitment. No, it's a lo taseh. V'chein, another example, B'chol, u'b'chol asher amarti lachem tishmoru. Now that's a general statement about all the mitzvahs of the Torah, is it not? Whatever I told you, God says, be careful about them. Says the Gemara, it's actually Mechilta, Litein lo tasel kol esei sheba Torah. Again, this requires a great deal of study, but if you take this Mechilta literally, this pasuk is telling me that every single time I violate an essay, I'm violating a lotasa. Why? Because the Torah with regard to all the mitzvahs says tishmoru. Lachen, b'shavis, ha'esim shebo, hema kelotasa. Now watch what's going on here, an amazing statement of Rav Meir Simcha. We would take the Shabbos and we divide it up into two. Shabbos has positive mitzvahs, like for example Kiddush, Zochris Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, and it has do-nots. You know, we have to avoid violating any of the 39 categories of Malach. Says Rav Meir Simcha, we're making a mistake. If we want to be more meticulous and precise, even the essays of Shabbos are generated by the lotases. How do I know such a thing? Hema kalotase. He says the answer is because Shabbos is a day of Shmira. And the Zohar is an extension, is a spin-off of Shamar. And therefore the Gemara says that women are obligated in Kiddush Hayom. This, despite the fact that Kiddush Hayom is a classical case of what? A mitzvah saseh, shazman groma. And why? Because kol sheyeshno b'shamar, yeshno b'zohar. The women are included in Shmira Shabbos, which means to make sure, guarantee they don't violate the losas of Shabbos, is therefore they're included in Zohar. Because the essay is generated by the lotasa. I don't know if you're nispal from this. I'm nispal from this. The Maimish puts things into a whole new perspective. The chen v'pesach, as opposed to the other two moedim. Ikro b'lotasa. The thrust, or the machayev, of Pesach is the lotase. Now, what does that mean? Well, there are many lotases on Pesach.
What's that?
Lotases are do nots on Pesach. For example, do not eat chametz on Pesach. Or do not take the Korban Pesach and cook the Korban Pesach. Do not take the Korban Pesach out of the chabura, out of a certain location. But there are also essays in Pesach. The classic is going to be what? Matzah, right? Is it matzah? Classic case of a mitzvah saseh. Zotra me simcha. V'gam ha'esim shebo yesh lahem din lo saseh. You may want to turn the page at this point. And I'll prove it to you. If the essay of matzah would have been classified, defined as an independent essay, then women would be exempt. Because women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs. But nashim chayovas b'matzah. Why? So Gemara tells us in Masechta Pesachim that kol sheyeshno below tochal chametz yeshno b'kum echol matzah, which means that the lotasev do not eat chametz is what generates the essay of eat matzah. So what that means is that shmira, which is lotasev, is the overriding most powerful force in Pesach, such that even the mitzvahs asay, namely matzah, is a child to the parent of what? Of the lotas of the Yisur Chometz. Ve'ikra Joshmi said to Loksiv Asiya b'matzah ubekarben Pesach. We don't find the word Asiya. We only find the word Shmira. Right? Let's go back to the various psukim. We have Vishomaratim Sadovra Zeh, which with regard to the Karban Pesach. Shomer es Chodesh Ha'aviv. Ushmaratim es Hamatzis. I mean, every time it says a mitzvah, whether it's Karban Pesach or Matzah, it always introduces it with the word Shmira, namely the Losa says. That is the essence of Chag HaPesach. Now he says, if there's a tremendous striking similarity between Shabbos and Pesach in that the essence of both of them are Losa says, let's contrast that with the other two Moadim in the constellation of Moadim. And he says the following, that the Yerushalmi says that we make a bracha on tzitzis, we make a bracha on tefillin, and we make a bracha on sukkah and lulav. Why do we make a bracha on sukkah lulav? The Gemara says for the same reason that we make a bracha on tzitzis and tefillin. It's all classified as a mitzvah saseh. Why did Yerushalmi connect these together? Because Yerushalmi wanted to point out that sukkah is a holiday of asiyah, not shmira, but asiyah. Again, in matzah, nowhere does the Torah say to asiyah. In Karban Pesach, nowhere does the Torah say asiyah. It always uses the word shmira. But in sukkah, or in lulav, the Torah says, chag asukas tasalachem, and we have a hekesh between lulav and sukkah, so that the word asiyah applies to lulav in the same way that it applies to sukkah, which means tasav alomenasu. Right? So, that has to do with the specific minute details of the laws of Sukkot and the laws of Dalet Minim. Right? Fine. Now let's see if he addresses the case of Shavuos. I'm just looking for Shavuos. Oh. Alright, right now I'm not finding the case of Shavuos, but I just want to get to the punchline because I want to show you something in Parshas Emor, and then he says, "Uvamatzah lo ksiv asiya, rak shmira, but chag asukas it says asiya and not shmira."
Doesn't matzah say tocham shivat yamim?
Right, but he's talking about preparing the matzah. You know, he's saying that the Yerushalmi, again, this is a whole other sugya which we're not going to get into, but the Yerushalmi actually has a bracha on preparing the sukkah, on preparing the dal. We don't have that bracha. And that's because of asiyah. But the Yerushalmi admits that when you create matzah, you bake matzah, you don't make a brach because there's no asiyah in matzah. In matzah, we only find the term shmira. He says, "Lachen k'shiyisrael shomrim chodesh ha'aviv v'amatzos." God has sort of like a parallel. Just like in Shabbos, Chazal tell us that because we're shomer Shabbos, God will be shomer us. He'll guard us the way we guard and protect the Shabbos, without desecrating and violating the losos of Shabbos. So too, the Gemara tells us that with regard to Chag HaPesach, since we were Shomer Chag HaPesach, the Torah says, Ushmartem Shomer es Chodesh HaAviv, and Chazal say that Kshisrael Shomerim Chodesh HaAviv VeHamatzos, which again is all part of Shmira, is Shomer Hashem Yisbarach Aleinu. And it all starts with the Shmira of Leil HaPesach, that God protects us on that night of Passover, of Makas Bechoros. And all this is, just to summarize, is Rav Meir Simcha's answer to the question as to why the Torah calls Pesach Shabbos. Why? Because Pesach is similar, is very much aligned to Shabbos, because they're both a mitzvah of Shmira, which means a losase. Any essays are generated or evolve out of the lotase, and both Shabbos and Pesach are Shmira. The other chagim are asiyah. Let's put this on the side. And let's pick up Parshas Emor.
From a conceptual point of view, the idea that everything really is Shabbos and Pesach emerges from the Lo Ta'aseh, what is that? I'm just thinking about it. What does that suggest?
It suggests, I think, something basic as opposed to luxury items. Meaning, when the Torah tells you to do a mitzvah saseh, that's already adding fluff or icing on top of the cake.
Right.
But the real essence of Ritzon Hashem is Shmiras HaLo Ta'aseh. If you want to get philosophical about it, you'll take a look at the Sefer HaTanya of the Baal HaTanya. He writes that a violation of a Lo Ta'aseh is kaviyoch, like taking the king's head and putting it into a toilet bowl. I mean, Imamish gives that much, so I would never have the chutzpah to say that.
Right.
He says the essay is fulfilling the king's will, which is wonderful. But a Lo Ta'aseh is much more basic. The Lo Ta'aseh really convey to us the message, don't you cross me up. Don't mess around with me.
It's like the foundation, the fundamental.
The fundamental. And then on top of that, we get to the essays.
I guess from a conceptual point of view, to distinguish between Pesach and the other of the Shlosh Regalim, why they then...
Because Pesach is the fundamental.
Okay.
That's the basics.
It's the foundation.
It's the foundation.
Right.
God says, I will protect you, and I want you to protect my holiday, which is a memory of my protection over you.
Yeah.
And the word protection is Shmira, and that Pasuk appears over and over again with regard to Pesach. And he who is obligated, or I should say more precisely, she who is obligated in Shmira is obligated in Asiyah.
Right.
Shabbos has the same thing. She who is obligated in Shmira Shabbos, Kol Sheyesh Lo B'Shomer, Yesh Lo B'Zochar, the essay flows from the Lo Ta'aseh. I would even go as far as to say this. Again, this is don't off the record. I should really... If somebody would violate the Shabbos, I don't think his Kiddush is worth a dime. Kiddush is Koma Bet. Koma Aleph, the foundation, is Shmiras HaShabbos. Someone who's not Shomer Shabbos, his Kiddush is meaningless.
His Kiddush is what?
Meaningless.
Yeah, well.
I don't mean that halachically. I don't want you to get... Don't walk out of here with...
If he's not Shomer Shabbat, why would he make Kiddush?
He might want to make Kiddush. You know, he's part of a Baal Tshuva movement. He's going slowly, and I would encourage him to make Kiddush if he's not yet ready for this. But I didn't mean that you should take me in that sense. But I'm just saying that conceptually, the Kiddush and the mitzvah of Kiddush is built on Shmira. And a woman who's obligated in Shmira is ipso facto obligated in Zechira, in the mitzvah saseh. But the mitzvah saseh are only extensions of the Lo Ta'aseh. So if you're missing the Lo Ta'aseh, the mitzvah of Sukkah, on the other hand, or Lulav, stands on its own. It's an independent mitzvah. Nowhere does the Torah say Shmira. The Torah says Asiyah. And the Yerushalmi Chafzer Afgamina L'Gabi Bracha. Nowhere do we have a mitzvah of Bracha on making matzahs. We have a Bracha on making the Sukkah, according to Yerushalmi. Or making Lulav requires a Bracha. So these two mitzvahs, the Sukkah and Lulav, are rooted in the essay as an independent essay.
Right.
You know, it's almost as if the mitzvah... I'll give you another example. What do we have on Shabbos? Do we have a mitzvah of Simcha? Technically, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. On Yontif, it's a mitzvah of Simcha. So the Simcha expresses itself in Sukkah, which is Zeich L'Anani HaKovid, and Lulav, which is, you know, Zeich to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in nature, and so forth and so on. But Rabosai, this is only the beginning. The real excitement, in my opinion, is in Parshas Emor. Okay then? So let's see if you can find those pages in Parshas Emor. Now, it should say Chukas Olam B'chol Moshe Seichem L'Dor Seichem, correct?
Yes.
But that's not the part that I want to focus your attention on. That part will maybe become relevant at the very end, but it's not connected. The real part starts with a paragraph that says Da.
Yeah.
Da Dibidas Eloki in the religion of God, yesh mitzvos hamakashim Yisrael avim shebashamayim, v'yesh mitzvos hamakashim Yisrael zelazeh. Now you and I may think that Rameh Simcha is simply being mechalik between Ben Onam L'Mokum and Ben Onam L'Chavero, and to a large extent his categories overlap with the categories that we're familiar with. But it goes way beyond that. Because he's talking about the mitzvos from a communal perspective in terms of the entire tzibur of Klal Yisrael. The second category of mitzvahs, which certainly includes Beinon Lechavero, but it goes beyond that. It might include mitzvos that you and I would see on the face of it as being Bein Adam Lemakom. Like, for example, he's going to talk about the mitzvah Sukkos, or the mitzvah Shavuos, as a mitzvah Shemekasheres Yisrael Zelazeh. Now, if you would have woken me up in the middle of the night and asked me, where do I classify Moadim, I would say it's Bein Adam Lemakom. So that's why I'm just pointing out to you, let's be careful, and let's not, you know, come to the text of Rav Meir Simcha with preconceived notions and try to fit our understanding into his words. He's talking about a new categorization of mitzvahs, which again, frankly, I'm not familiar with this at all. To me, this is groundbreaking. Some mitzvahs have the purpose of creating a special, unique, intimate relationship between the doer and the creator. Others are geared towards creating this kind of a Klal Yisrael Dika unity in which the Tzibur gets together and unites together. It doesn't shock me that Rav Meir Simcha is putting the emphasis on this concept called Mekashrim Yisrael Zelazeh, because if you recall, we already had the Meshach Chochma as a discussion about Yetzias Mitzrayim, that what the Jews were capable of, or what they excelled in before the Geul of Mitzrayim, was what he called Nimusiyim, if you remember. He called it Lo Dibru Lashon Hara, Zelze, you know, those kind of almost social mores, if you can use that word. And that was the greatness of Klal Yisrael before that. We also had a different Rav Meir Simcha, which you may recall, in which he said that which generations would suffer loss in the military campaign between David and Achav, and surprisingly, David, with all their religiosity, nevertheless, there wasn't unity, and many soldiers fell in battle, whereas in Achav, which was a generation of Avodah Zarah, and he was the worst of them all, Achav, during that kingship, nobody fell in battle. Do you remember? So this kind of idea is not foreign to Rav Meir Simcha. It's like something that we're seeing over and over again. And here he's defining a whole cluster of mitzvahs as having one agenda, one purpose, and that is Lakasha Kol Yisrael Zelazeh. So he says the following. Let's start with the easy stream. Tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah. These are examples of mitzvos, the purpose of which is to connect us to our Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Chief Rabbi of Israel said today, don't to kiss mezuzah, it's only a minute.
I see. Yeah, I think I read about something similar about the Sefer Torah. About the mezuzah. So again, what we're saying here is that tzitzis is between me and God.
Right.
Tzitzis is not between me and you. The fact that I'm wearing tzitzis, you're wearing tzitzis, that doesn't connect us together. That's not the purpose. You may have a mezuzah, I may have a mezuzah. The purpose is to connect us to Avinu Shebashamayim, Lashem Yisbarach. Now we can take the easy cases, which we call Ben Adam L'Chavero. Well, that would be Gemilas Chasadim. And here the purpose is to connect Kol Yisrael, one Jew to the next. But he has another category, called another mitzvah, which is Trumas Umasros. That's a little bit more abstract. How does Trumas Umasros connect us, one to the other? Because we are Yisraelim, they are Levim, they are Kohanim, and this is where all of Kol Yisrael mixes together. The Israelim are worried about the Kohanim. They're concerned about the good, the bounty and the sustenance of the Levim, and that's called Mekashrim Zelazeh. That's, in my mind, that's a beautiful description of Trumas Umasros, whole new dimension. Now he says the following. I want to give you, he says, another mashal, another example of two mitzvahs that can be contrasted, that can be categorized under these two different categories. He says, Yesh ben Shabbos liyontif. Fascinating. I never would have thought of this. You know, in my mind, oh, Shabbos is a great time to invite guests, right? I think, Rabbi Goldschmidt, you have like tons of guests, right? Sometimes on you could have 30 people at your table, am I right? I'm not exaggerating. Maybe it's more than that. We're not in your league, but there are times when we have 10 guests at the table, right? But that's not Rav Meir Simcha. B'Shabbos, hallo, I would add the word ketiv, al yetze ish mimkomo. Again, you can make an Eruv, and maybe that'll give you a couple extra amos, but primarily, you're in your place, mimkomo, in the singular. Hotzah asura. Melechas ochel nefesh asura. Which means I can't bring things to you if you're in a different domain. I can't feed you and cook for you. Kol ish vi ish b'fnei atzmohu. It's a very solitaire Robinson Crusoe kind of experience. It's between me and God. Levado hu yoshev. And what should he be doing on Shabbos? Osek b'torah. And what's the purpose of Shabbos? Heima makusharim el Hashem yisparach, hamerkaz ha'amiti. He says the following, another curveball of Rav Meir Simcha. Ultimately, even a mitzvah whose goal is to connect us to Shamayim, to Avinu Shebashamayim, it connects us all together. But in the second stage, it's indirect. It's like billiards board. You know, you hit one ball and it hits the other ball. He says, why is it that Shabbos connects all of us together? Because we are all individually connected to God. God is the source. So it's like the hub of a wheel. God is at the hub. And all the, what are they called? Spokes? Spikes? Spokes? The spokes. All the spokes are now connected together insofar as we're connected to that hub, which is the Almighty. But in terms of the mitzvah per se, the mitzvah per se is an individual spoke that connects me to God, then you to God, and you to God, but we're all connected together through God. Asher kol Yisrael heim kavim nifradim, all of Israel are individual lines, hamagiyim lemerkaz echad, that arrive at one central place, v'hu Hashem Yisbarach. Ulesibas zeh heim akshurim yachad. So what connects us is that we're all individually through the mitzvah of Shabbos or the other mitzvahs, which like tzitzis, tefillin, and mezuzah, which connect us to Hashem. So we're all connected to Hashem. V'zeu sha'omar b'medrash rabba b'nei Yaakov sha'ovdim l'kel echad nikraim nefesh. Why is 70 nefashos are called one nefesh in the singular? Because we're all serving one God. But again, Shabbos per se, in its direct relationship, is a relationship between me and the Almighty God. Avol Yontif, look at the contrast. Hu min ha-mitzvos ha-makashrim ha-uma zelazeh. Yontif fits in the second category. Again, I would never call it Beinonim L'chaver, but he says it's makashrim Yisrael zelazeh. Why? Melachas ochel nefesh muta. I can cook for you on Yontif. And how much do I cook on Yontif? He quotes the Gemara Pesachim. I can cook as much as I want. I can fill up the oven with 50 challahs, even though I'm only expecting one person. Why? Because in Yavo Elif Archim, maybe 1,000 guests will show up, and I prepared all that lechem for them. Acha Omra Ofer Yontif Lechol Eino Loke. That's Rav Shittim Pesachim. Why? Hol V'Boy Miklay Archim. Because maybe guests will show up. So imagine he's tricking us, right? He's really baking challah for after Yontif. That's why he's putting in 50 challahs into the oven. But you know what? That's not a violation because maybe the Archim will show up. Kulam chayovim lalos l'regel. We all together make aliyah l'regel, make the trek to the Beis Hamikdash. V'lesmoach u'lesameach. Beautiful. What's the sameach? The Torah says that on Yontif, it's not enough that I'm in Simcha, but I have to be the Sameach. For example, the Pasuk says, V'simach es ishto. So I'm responsible to bring joy to my wife. Lachain, Hotsa, Hutra, Vavara Hutra. Hotsa means I should bring you things on Yontif, and I could turn on the fire and make things for you on Yontif, and bake things for you on Yontif, and cook things for you on Yontif. Shimlokein, if the Torah would have prohibited Hotzah and Avar as it did on Shabbos, he says, Loyim Makusharim Umugadim Zela Zekeechot. We would not have that social interaction unifying the people together one to the other. Hine. Now we're up to the punchline. Bisponinucha Tiref, if you analyze it carefully, you will find Ki Pesach Hora Oso Hoya. God saved on this night of Pesach, and that's the word Pesach, each individual, each family. We weren't allowed to go out of our houses, because then the Mashkes Chas V'Shalom could take our life. Hello, Oz. It's impossible to say that Leila Pesach is a manifestation of let's bring the people together, because that only applies when you have a nation. We're not at the stage yet where we have a nation. Ki oz hayu bodedim ish be'olo. That was the Robinson Crusoe, that each one was alone in his own home, in his own tent. And therefore, what's the mitzvah of Leil HaPesach? Al yetze ish mi Pesach beso ad boker. Everyone is in his house. It's exactly parallel to the Pasuk in Shabbos, Al Yetze Ish Mimkomo. It's unbelievable the similarity in the text of the Torah. Rak shekulam hayu muskamim b'deah achas. But again, ultimately, we all become connected, but only through Hashem. Why? Because we all have one common commitment. B'lekichas hakorban. We're going to take the Avodah Zorah and shecht it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once again, it's the same philosophy that we saw before, where the many kavim, which represent the individuals, they link together through the merkaz, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's in the middle. And who is this Adon Echad? Who Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Lachem! Now that we see the contrast between Pesach on the one hand and Yontif on the other hand, Yontif meaning Shavuos and Sukkos, where in Shavuos and Sukkos we have, number one, a heter ochel nefesh. Number two, you can bake as much as you can to invite the guests. Number three, on Sukkos and Shavuos, we have the aliyah l'regel to connect us. Hotzah is mutter, havara is mutter. Pesach, in its original form, When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was poseach on that night, it was Al Yetze Ish Mi Pesach Beso Ad Boker. Every single person was Boded Ish Bialo. I don't want to translate the word Boded into English because it'll bring the wrong associations today in our in our society that we're living in. I don't want to use the word quarantine, but that night of Pesach was a kind of a lonely experience.
It was just families.
Lachena Pesach sheba b'hora'ah zu. Wow, look at this. This is really impressive. If Pesach is such an individual experience, then take a look at the law of the Korban Pesach. Eino nechel elim nuyav. You know, you're either part of the group or you're not part of the group. There's no room for Arachim here. If you were not part of the group when we took the Korban Pesach, when we purchased and designated this lamb, then you can't join the group. Ha'ochlim also, anyone who's eating from the Korban Pesach, tzarech lios manui me'erev Pesach. Hu kamo Shabbos. Beautiful parallel. He says, just like in the case of Pesach, you have to prepare before the Korban Pesach and you have to be money beforehand. So too in Shabbos, v'yichinu es asher yaviu. You're only allowed to enjoy that which you prepared. So for example, if you didn't prepare something, it might be mukta. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Misha Torah, Erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. So Mishatoch be Erev Pesach v'havi manui hu yocham in a Pesach. Ha'uma einan muksheres zeh lezeh rak biofen rachok. Rachok means indirectly, because we with the different lines that connect to the ha. Shehem mekusharim zeh lezeh al yidei kach shehem mekusharim lemerkaz echad. They are connected because they belong to one center. Lachem k'siv usfartem lachem mimakras haShabbos, the same pasuk from Emor that he quoted here in Parshas Bo. But in Parshas Bo he said that why is Pesach called Shabbos? Because the mechayev of Pesach is Shomer. Shomer, Pesach is all about Shmira. Over and over again the Torah calls Pesach Shmira. Whereas in other holidays it says Asiya, which means an essay, but Pesach is all Los Asiya, which we explain is the basics, the fundamentals, and that makes it similar to Shabbos. And in Shabbos we have Kol Sheyesh Lo B'Shomer. Five times over the Torah calls Shabbos Shmira is Yesh Lo B'Zochar. The essay is here, he's saying that why is Pesach called Shabbos? Because Pesach is the lonely experience of Bein L'Kashas Ha'Adam Li'Aviv Shevashamayim, and that makes Pesach like Shabbos. The other Moedim are all about Simcha or about Orchim, they're all about the family and so forth and so on. Shehu b'horaso k'mov Shabbos, which I think he means by horaso, it means in its very motif, in its very essence, it's like Shabbos. Oh, now what happens? Mimachas haShabbos. What mitzvah do we begin? Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is the bridge connecting us to Chag HaShavuos. He says, Ad mimachas haShabbos haShvius Sha'oz. When we get to Maimon Har Sinai, which is going to be 49, seven weeks later, Oz Tiu Mikusharim Zelazeh Bihis Galus, which means in a direct way, because we all accepted the Torah as one, and now we're all connected, and Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, we've now grown from a group of individuals in Pesach without an Ummah to one Ummah. And now we can celebrate Shavuos. We cannot celebrate Shavuos as a yontif, which is Lakasha Kol Yisrael Zelazeh, until we've bridged the gap, traversed the gap between the individual experience of Pesach and the communal experience of Matan Torah. And now, says Rav Meir Simcha, we begin to understand why immediately after Sfiras HaOmer and Chag HaShavuos, the next parsha in the Torah is Lo Sechal Pasodcha La'oni V'Leger Tazav Osam. Now that we've reached the level of Har Sinai and we're all together, Mekusharim Zelazeh, now we have to worry about the Oni and the Ger and the Yosam. Beautiful. You know, we've mentioned many times that Rav Meir Simcha is sensitive to the sequence of Psukim. Then he goes on to say, "Amnam bechol ha'umos his kashrusam zelazeh hu nimusi vinyan leumi." In other words, our kesher comes through the mitzvahs and the das, the religious experience, whether it mean directly or indirectly through our kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but in contrast, in the umas ha'olam, it's ba mitzad atolda. For example, the fact that we were born to one nation means we have the same lineage, the heredity, or dira, ba'aretz achas, we all live in one land, vishtavus bideos, and we have similar ideas and similar customs. Lo kein chelik Yaakov, but that's not Yaakov. Ki es kashrus ha'le'umi, there's a much more powerful connection that makes us into one unified nation than in the case of the other umos ha'olam. Ki gadol kol kach ki ha'Torah nisuna leha'uma, because the Torah was given to the nation as a nation. And then he goes on to explain why there's so much of an emphasis on following in the instruction and the guidance and the rulings of the Chachmei Yisrael, because that emuna bechachmei Yisrael is ultimately what connects us to be one nation. You know, it's interesting. I'll tell you the truth, Rav Aaron. I read articles, and they're wonderful. You know, now Mizrahi, you know, has a rebirth. Some wonderful articles. Chief Rabbi, this, that, and the other thing. This is the real thing. No offense. Again, it's wonderful that they're... But, you know, to make an article out of this would be a contribution. Because this is hidden.
I was thinking the whole
Nobody time. Knows this.
This would be a great article.
Nobody knows this.
It is a great article.
Where did Rav Meir Simcha get lost?
I apologize.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Now, once again, for the third time, Rav Meir Simcha is going to show us and demonstrate the striking similarity between Pesach and Shabbos, as opposed to the other Moedim. And he writes the following. Haratzon, it's the will of God. The Ikar Mitzvah Shabbos, who Kamosha Omru Bidibros Harishonos, Kisheshes Yomim Osa Shemes Hashmai Vesa Oretz, Es Hayom Ves Kolasher Bom, Vayonach Biyom Hashvi, Al Kain Berch Hashem, Es Yom Hashabbos Lekacha. Let's stop right here, and I want to raise the following question, and the answer lies in this passage if you read it meticulously. Where does Shabbos begin? What is the moving, or who is the moving force in Shabbos? Can you see it in the Pasuk?
Hashem.
Asa Hashem es Hashemayim v'asa yom es kol Hashabam. Vayonach b'yom Hashbi. Berech has yom Hashem. Vayikadshehu. Four different verbs. And this is all because God created the world. And the world has a bore, it has a manhig. It's all about God. And God's active, creative process. And therefore, we have a basis for a belief in divine supervision, that God is involved, providence, in Schar V'Onesh. It's all because of God as creator. He has another footnote here about Aristotle, who believed in the eternity of the universe, and there's no room for, in Aristotle's philosophy, for Hashgacha Pratis. So why is it that Shabbos is so severe? And if a person violates the Shabbos, he's a mumar l'kola Torah kula, because he's underlying and desecrating the very fundamentals of our Torah, of our belief. Because it's all about God as creator. Even a Ben Noach has some sort of connection to Shabbos, but maybe he's not allowed to take the Shabbos away from us, but ki kel yom ha-Shabbos morah. El Yom HaShabbos Morah Ki Al Yachas Olam Leboro. Fine. Now he says the following. And this you'll turn to page Chaf Vav if you happen to have the same pages. He says the following. Omnom. He says, why is it that a Ben Noach is excluded from Shabbos? Ki Mishu Meid Ki abore bara ha'olam b'mechuvan. In other words, someone who is observing the Shabbos, he's testifying that God created the world and there was a purpose for this creation. And what is the purpose? This has to do with the Rashi at the beginning of the Chumash. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael ha'lo rak ha'uma Yisraelis. Now look at this. He says, Asher im Yosef meharbi revavas elef hotziyam mishubim mitzrayim v'masos biyosef mosim asorim b'mitzrayim v'hika oretz, etc., etc. He speaks about all the great miracles, and God does all these miracles once again to prove, to demonstrate that He is the creator of nature. He can change nature. He has the domination over nature, He can alter nature, He can therefore support us from the heavens. All this is inherent in Chag HaPesach, in the miracles of Chag HaPesach. Once again, because God is taking us out of Mitzrayim, He's changing nature, He's going to bring the Eser Makis, He's going to split the Yam Suf, and V'anochi Higadati. And we are here to tell and relate the stories about God. Vehine, just give me 1 minute. Hamoedim ha'cherim heimorak alayach asabore elauma Yisraelis kmo Pesach atzeres sukis. Shehema edus rak al shahotziyah mimitzrayim voshivam ba'anani akovet v'chein v'rosh hashanah yom ha'kippurim im kein enam shayochim el azar rak el ha'uma yisraelis lochein shabbos al yachas ha'olam el yotze breishis halo shayach el kulam ubechalzos nitna dafka li Yisrael kamosh bi'arti. Matana Tova, the Gemara says, Yeshli be'beis Genozai v'shavishma, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. So again, even though that great miracle of creation and all that's involved is shaykh to the Umas Ha'olam, but nevertheless Hashem says, I give this Matana of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. And he says the following. V'hine, Kashen is bonein. Again, it's a very long Rebbe Simcha. I'm just trying to get to the punchline because I'm extremely pressured for time here. Let's see what I can accomplish. Alamodim nira ki horas chaga pesach hu al hofat vehashpas alokim yisbarach al amo Yisrael mitzido shotzio mimitzrayim v'nigla bechvodo v'adun ha'anon aval Yisrael v'atzmom. In other words, if you would think that the Exodus and the redemption from Egypt is in some way engendered, or the button is pushed by Klal Yisrael, name, that's not right. Because Goy mikarev of Goy, halolu of the Avodah Zorah, halolu of the Avodah Zorah. In other words, the essence of Pesach is the Tzivui Hashem. Our role in bringing about the redemption of Pesach is totally passive. Mitzidam, Lohaya hachana viskarvus elukus. How do we get close to Hashem? We don't have any real merits to get close to Hashem. It's all halolo avodah zorah, halolo avodah zorah.
But we did bring that cover.
Wait, just one second. I just want to get the structure of a Meir Simcha. Leave out all the kashas and all the details. Let's see if we can get the framework. Because you missed 2/3 of the shiur. So he says the following. That's not, don't take that personally. Doc, he says, Misido Yisparach. We are passive, God is active. Ubechagat Seres, when it comes to Chagat Seres, who shakul Mishneim. Why? Because God takes us close to Him. Vanachnu, and we, Parshim Beprisa, Prisha, Shloshi Yomim. We prepare ourselves for 3 days. What are we preparing ourselves for? He says, for Achdus, for Vayichan Shom, for Kabbalas Mitzvosa, for Nasa V'Nishma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals Himself at Har Sinai, Begilui Kvodo, Umatan Toroso. But we are participants. Chagasukis, Hoises Karvus Mitzad Yisrael. Where's this Karvus Mitzad Yisrael in the case of Chag HaSukkos? Shehem Osu Tshuva Gemura Al Chet HaEgel. Wow. Unbelievable. Why are we Zoche to Yom HaKippurim Salachti Kidvarecha when just recently, right before that, we sinned at the Egel? The answer is because we did Tshuva. And that Tshuva process culminates on Chag HaSukkos with the Anania Kovod. This Karvus here, the initiative, is Mitzad Yisrael. Heim heviu nidvosam, baboker baboker. In other words, during the 5 days between Yom HaKippurim and Sukkos, they brought nidvos on a daily basis. Veichinu yoser midai lechol melechas hamishkan. I think he's going to that Mandiyomer, that the Mishkan was completed on Sukkos. Hashem Yisbarach Hichzir Lehem Anani Akovod Shohoy Lehem Mishoshi Yotzu Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Osai, let's just get the structure. You can ask many, many different nuances of questions. The structure is the following. Shabbos, we are passive. It's all God. On Shavuos, we take a role. We play a contribute our role. We prepare ourselves. Vayichan Shom. And we get together for a communal Nasa V'Nishma. On Sukkot, we do tshuva in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. We gather together for tshuva, and we continue that process even beyond Yom HaKippurim, culminating on Sukkot with the building of the base of the Mishkan. Pesach, in that sense, is like Shabbos. Because in Pesach, our role, maybe Hashem gave us, like you say, certain mitzvahs, maybe we had little merits, but fundamentally, we are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Lolu Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Lolu Ovdei Zarah. It's all the initiative of HaKadosh Baruch. Again, we don't have time to finish this up. I'll just read to you a summary of what I have here.
Okay.
He says the following. How historically did Bnei Yisrael become connected to Hashem in their formative stages as an Am Hashem? There's a remarkable similarity between Shabbos and Pesach on the one hand, and the other Moedim, Shavuos and Sukkot, on the other hand. Shabbos was a day that we received as a gift. The emphasis over and over again is that I have a gift of Beis Kenozai. There was no prior input on our part. Similarly, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim on Pesach, even though at that time we were Aron V'Eriya, we were bereft of mitzvahs. And that's a pasuk in Yechezkel, according to Chazal. In contrast, when it comes to Shavuos, we participate in the giving of the Torah by accepting it wholeheartedly as a nation with Nasim and Ishma. Similarly, the return of the Anani HaKavod after the Chet HaEgel, which we commemorate on the Chag of Sukkot, came about as a result of our tshuva for the Chet HaEgel. And this is based on the Vilna Gaon. Thus, the Moedim of Shavuos and Sukkot are ones in which we were active participants. In contrast, in Pesach, is more like Shabbat in the sense that we were passive recipients. Says Rav Meir Simcha, again, we didn't get to the end of it, but he says that's why the Torah says, Mimachras HaShabbos. And Shabbos, here say Chazal, is a reference to Chag HaPesach. Because Shabbos and Pesach have that very strong, powerful connection as opposed to the other Moed.
Very nice.
So these are three pieces that we went through. You got the last third, which is good.
Wait a minute.
And the first two, one came from Parshas Bo, the other came from Parshas Emor. Three different approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is unique. But the common denominator is that Pesach stands alone in the constellation of Moedim as a Moed that has some strong connection to Shabbos. Let's just review. The first Rav Meir Simcha was that the strong connection to Shabbos is the fact that the mitzvah of Shabbos is all about Shamar, and we had a long discussion. The mitzvah of Pesach, over and over again, the Torah says Shamar. In Shavuos and Sukkot, it's always Aseh, there's no Shamar.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed this at great length. Secondly, there are two different types of mitzvahs. One mitzvah is geared towards connecting Klal Yisrael one to the other. The other mitzvah is towards connecting each one of us individually to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos and Pesach fit into the latter category, whereas Sukkot and Shavuos are L'kasher Kol Yisrael Zeh L'Zeh. And finally, the last is that whereas in Sukkot and Shavuos we play, Klal Yisrael plays an active role, here in Shabbos and in Pesach we are totally passive. Hence, Mimachras HaShabbos Tisperu Chamishim Yom.